The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world, as we all know. Memorial Day weekend, obviously want to honor those people that have fallen so that we can do what we do on a daily basis. And our hearts and prayers go out to their families, but truth be told, we really appreciate everything that they do for us, the people that are serving now, and obviously the people that have fallen to serve this great country. And Jeff, you being a veteran, man, I know this has got to be a special weekend for you, brother.
Not special, but solemn and sad. And shout out to Lance Corporal Brian Montgomery, who gave his life in Fallujah, has a piece of highway named after him in Cleveland, Ohio.
I don't mean special in the way of...
I get it. It's cool.
Obviously being happy about it, but special in the means of it means something to you, obviously, maybe more so than even myself, because you did serve this great country, brother.
Yeah, we could get into that on the other side. A lot of sports, a lot going on in the world to talk about, man. Look forward
Absolutely,
to it.
Absolutely, man. I mean, in general, think about it. We've got a couple of great playoff series still to come, one in the NBA and one in the playoffs as far as the NHL goes, and then obviously a lot of baseball and everything else. But got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. A lot to talk about, like he said, in the sports world. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back, everybody.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply and promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. A little bit of the Allman Brothers in honor of Greg Allman, who passed away at age 69. But a lot going on in the sports world, as we always know. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And again, NHL playoffs getting underway Monday night with the Stanley Cup Finals, Preds and Pens. Obviously, we have the NBA Finals getting going Thursday with the Golden State Warriors and the repeat champion Cleveland Cavaliers. And I think it's pretty cool, Jeff, when you think about the way sports work and just cool scenarios where you have an opportunity to repeat. And we are lucky. We don't have just one team that has the opportunity to repeat. We have both the Cleveland Cavaliers with a chance to repeat and the Penguins the chance to repeat against the Preds. So I'm excited to see if these two teams can get it done. We'll see what kind of fight they go through. Hopefully they're both seven-game series, man, to be honest with you. I know what I'm looking for in the NBA playoffs, since we've been kind of disappointed with the lackluster series, is the series that have gone through thus far, with the Warriors being able to be 12-0 and the Cavs being able to be 12-1, if you will. The bottom line is that we've got two great teams going at it there. We've got two great teams going at it in the NHL, and I think people need to buckle up at this point.
You've been disappointed. I don't know that I've been disappointed with the NBA playoffs. I thought that just about every series, you know, we had some, you know, five-game series, and we had some, you know, everything with Golden State was really lopsided, obviously. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, maybe we're disappointed in the San Antonio Spurs and the Boston Celtics for not giving, you know, these perennial contenders a better contest. Third time's a charm, man. It's just for who? Is it going to be Golden State or is it going to be Cleveland? As far as the NHL is concerned, you know, Pittsburgh's kind of the old guard. You know, they're an established team. I don't think it's quite like the Steelers, and I'm not just saying that for my Cleveland bias, but I think there's some fatigue with some of the teams at the top of their sport. I think that, you know, Detroit, who missed the playoffs this year, Pittsburgh, you know, perhaps even the Montreal Canadiens, even though Canada hasn't gotten a Stanley Cup, you know, in many, many years, and will not again with Calgary or Ottawa failing to advance against Pittsburgh. So another American champion in the Stanley Cup final, you know, will emerge from the Stanley Cup final. But Nashville, Tennessee, not exactly what you think of as a hockey town, but they're really into it down there. They got a good team and they got a good chance.
Well, they should be into it. You know, their team to me has looked like they've been on a mission since the beginning of the playoffs. They've been the faster team. They've been the more aggressive team. They've been the more physical team. So in general, I've been very impressed with the way that the Preds have played throughout the playoffs. And I just consider them to be a team that's somewhat on a mission. And with that being said, you never know. Maybe the Penguins are on some sort of a mission with that being said, because as we know, they are the defending champs, and they're back there with an opportunity to win two in a row. And same can be said for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I know that there's a lot of people that are somewhat bored with the matchup, and, you know, Scott being one of those people. He's mentioning it to us as we're doing the show. And, you know what? I think to those people that are a little bit disappointed in that sense of it being boring, look, we forget those great matchups that we saw back in the day with the Celtics and the Lakers when they would meet in the finals. And I know it wasn't three in a row. This is the first time that we have that. But truth
that's,
be told,
that's crazy in its own right, a little bit. That we've the NBA has been played for about 100 years, and at no point in history, despite some really dominant eras, actually the dominance of the top heaviness of this league is what's plagued it, at least throughout my lifetime. But we've never quite gotten the same Eastern Conference and Western Conference champ 3 years in a row. That's really amazing.
Yeah, no, I mean, it really is. Like you said, when you think about how long they've been playing ball and for that not to happen, it does show you that there is a great amount of parity usually. And the fact that we have these two teams right now, the Cavs and the Warriors, that are able to continue to get back to final after final. Look, I don't find that to be boring. I find it to be a challenge for the rest of the league to realize that they've got to step up their game and they've got to get better players. They got to put together a better team so that they can go out there and compete with the likes of the Cavs and the Warriors. So I'm totally in a different view of it. I like seeing greatness. So to me, we're seeing the two best teams, and that's what it's all about. I wouldn't want to see a hobbled San Antonio team or a hobbled Boston team being in the finals at this point, because I don't think we get the quality matchup that we're going to get when you have the Cavs and the Warriors. I mean, there's no question about it, Jeff. These are the two best teams. So with that being said, we don't always get that in sports. So the fact that we've been able to get it 3 years in a row, there is something a little bit special about that. So to the people that don't like it, I'm going to consider you haters. That's what I'm going to consider you. I'm going to consider you people haters, because at the end of the day, if you can't beat the guys that are in front of you, well, then they're just flat out better than you. And for 3 years in a row, these two teams have been dominant. I think Let me say this real quick. I would think the better argument would be this: that it's somewhat of a waste of time to play the NBA season because we already know that we're going to get the Cavs and the Warriors. So if people took that approach, then I could say, well, you know what? Maybe you got something there. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I want to say that it's not the same matchup 3 years in a row. Every year has brought something different. Every season is different. I think that we're seeing that really clearly in Major League Baseball right now. But you know, you go back to 2015, you know, Cavs playing without Love, you know, the Cavs with a very, very tired Sean Marion as the only backup at the wing to LeBron James. You know, Kyrie Irving playing on a busted knee those entire playoffs, and then it finally gave out in overtime of game one. So that series was very different. And, you know, you had this dynamic with Matthew Dellavedova and LeBron James really just rallying Cleveland to win two games in that first one. And then a year ago, you know, it was, Steph came into the finals with the hobbled ankle, and Golden State, you know, got out to that 2-0 lead. Everybody thought it was a sweep. Cleveland takes game three, and then Golden State takes game four, and you figure it's over. And then, you know, you have the Draymond Green drama. So that brought a different element to last year. This year, you add Kevin Durant. You add the fact that every superstar and every plus player on the floor is healthy going in. And I think that both teams are built to be the way that they are, you know, whether it's around Durant or whether it's around LeBron's more cerebral game where Kyrie Irving can take over, where you have Channing Frye and Kyle Korver. I think that those are two very big X factors. I think that it's the third one. I think it's the best one yet. And I think that all three are very different in their own right.
You know, I would take it even a step further. I'm on the same page as you, man. I mean, I think the matchup, the only thing the same about the matchup is the names of the teams. I'm with you on that. And I'll even take it a little further. I think every game has its own story, to be honest with you, Jeff, because when you think about it, you make some adjustments each and every game. So every game kind of brings its own new little story and its own little new dimension to the series. So if a team goes up 1-0, then it's on to the other team to make some adjustments. If they don't make it, then that team is going to go up 2-0. Well, then they really better make adjustments for game three and game four, and that's usually the case. So I think that personally it's even deeper. every game is an individual game, is an individual story, and that is all a piece of the puzzle of the final outcome of whatever the series is. So I think we got a fantastic couple of series ahead of us. I'll be honest with you, in both the NHL and the NBA, man, I think both of them are going to be fantastic. I don't think the Preds want to go anywhere. I think the Pens want to obviously go out and repeat. It's really difficult to do that in hockey. It's really difficult to do that in the NBA. So I think, you know, the Cavs have something on their mind, and it's beat the Warriors. Will they do it? Who knows? We'll have to find out. That's why they play the games. Anyways, I see that we are up against it. We got to take another pause for the cause. So stick around. We'll keep continuing to talk about this and other things. I got an interesting argument to talk to you about whether LeBron is the best all-around player or the best scorer. And I think that we can have an argument on that because, obviously, MJ, the best scorer, but maybe LeBron, the best all-around. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Thompson has just checked back in and knocks down a three. Thompson, a rainbow three. Klay Thompson with his eighth three-pointer. Open. Keeping it alive for the new possession. Thompson turning and shooting. What a shot by Klay Thompson, a long three for Thompson, and that is an NBA record. His 10th three-pointer of the night.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorfon Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot going on in the sports world. Just got some news, Jeff. I don't know if you were in studio with me the other day or not with Andrew and Sulem from Knockout Boxing Club. Were you with me or no?
I was not.
Okay, well, Sulem went to Mexico over the weekend, and I just got news from Andrew as he's watching here on Facebook Live. Sulem won by a first-round TKO, man. So another unbelievable fight for Andrew and Sulem, and obviously just another win for the team, man. So we continue to follow them. We continue to watch all those guys grow over at the Knockout Boxing Club here in Phoenix, and they'd never disappoint us, Jeff. So cool news. I'm happy for them, man. What's up?
She's still undefeated, is she not?
Still undefeated, man. He's got two fighters, if I'm not mistaken, that are both undefeated. Sulem Urbina, and then obviously Carlos Castro, who is undefeated as well. So big, he said it was a big hook, opened up a huge cut over the girl's right eye. So bam, Sulem taking care of business right away in that fight. So he's giving me the play-by-play here on Facebook Live as to what happened for her in Mexico. And we're, again, man, we support them, we support the gym, and we're really happy with what he's doing for kids here in Phoenix, Arizona at the Knockout Boxing Club. But anyway, let's get back into our debate that we were having, which was, well, we were just going to start the debate, because I think there's so many interesting debates about LeBron and Michael, and how Michael is so much better. He's 6-0 in the NBA Finals, and LeBron has been to
right there. We're already punishing LeBron James for taking an underachieving team or an overachieving team because he's on it to the NBA Finals. You know, what's he been to now? 8, including 2007, where he had absolutely no chance against the San Antonio Spurs. He's never lost in the first round. Michael's lost in the first round plenty, but yes. I was getting ready to disappoint you until you teased it on Facebook Live and here on the air. And I was getting ready to tell you that I don't really care to participate in these best ever arguments or debates or discussions when it comes to LeBron James and Michael Jordan, because ultimately you end up being disrespectful through no malice intent or anything like that, just because of the way that the arguments present themselves. You end up being disrespectful to one of, if not the greatest, arguably the greatest player ever, depending on what side you take in the debate, if you even choose to take a side. And I think that ultimately I can argue the points and I can discuss the points with you, but I can't come up with a final verdict, because I just think that they're both so great in their own right, obviously above the rest of the field that they play with. And that's really all that matters when we're determining W's and L's and championships and disappointments and things like that.
Well, let me just say this. This is how I feel about the debate personally. You can't take anything away from MJ, 6-0. Obviously, it's unbelievable and it's incredible. Can't take anything away from LeBron either at the same time, man. I mean, at the end of the day, he has had some pretty bad teams that he has been able to take and carry on his shoulder, on his back, however you want to put it. He's been able to take these guys to levels that we probably never thought they could achieve.
We are talking about one team, though. You know, I don't think you could dismiss any of these Cavaliers teams the second time around, or any of those four Heat teams as anything less than brilliant. They just, I think the Heat were disappointing in 2011, and I think that the Spurs and the Heat were pretty evenly matched, and that's why they kind of split those two between 13 and 14. So it wasn't like it was LeBron and a bunch of rec league players any year other than that 2007 season. And he couldn't get back there in 8, 9, and 10, and that's why he ultimately left the Cavaliers.
Right. And again, man, there's no fault in that either. Look, the guy, you get to a certain point in your career, and I'm gonna kind of transition this debate into another guy, to be honest with you, because I think that it's relevant because of what you just said. And I think that personally, you get to a certain point in your career where you want to win, at least
I would get there. I know that a lot of the greats get there. Charles got there. He never got to that hump. Karl Malone got there, but he never got to that hump. I mean, when you think about some of the moves that some of the guys made late in their careers to give themselves an opportunity to win titles, at a certain point, man, that's what it really becomes about, is winning titles and having an opportunity to get to the finals. And
it helps being born on third base like Magic Johnson was, and Larry Bird going into that Celtics organization. I mean, they made both organizations great around them, but, you know, Magic got drafted into a situation where the Lakers already had Kareem, and, you know, they were able to add Worthy down the road and things like that.
Sure.
And, you know, Pat Riley was there. It was a great situation. You know, Michael Jordan got born into a situation that wasn't fantastic with the Bulls. I mean, no disrespect to Doug Collins. I almost called him Phil Collins. No disrespect to Doug
Maybe
Collins.
Maybe because we were listening to that on the way in. Who knows?
Okay, yeah, that's possible. That's possible. But, you know, I mean, he had guys like Brad Sellers and Will Perdue around him. It was very difficult for Michael to get things off the ground until you bring Pippen into the fold. And, you know, Horace Grant obviously becomes a great rebounder. Filled, you know, that's probably a lot of their success and a lot of that player development came at the tutelage of one Phil Jackson. So there's fortunate situations. Maybe LeBron playing for Mike Brown, and then, you know, and then ultimately going into that Pat Riley blueprint that was drawn up in Miami was better for him. But, you know, I mean, do you really get on him for losing in 07 and, you know, splitting with the Spurs? I don't think that you could really
There's one that I get on him about, and that's the Dallas Mavericks when they were up 2-0 and then they lost 4 in a row. They counted
their chickens that year.
Right. I definitely get on him for that one. But here's where I want to go with the debate, because I think that this is interesting as well. When you think about LeBron and MJ and their greatness, and again, I think that both of these guys would be great in any era that you put them in, and they're probably going to be in the breath of being the best of all time no matter what, because of what they've accomplished. And with that being said, LeBron is going to wind up shattering the all-time playoff scoring record at the end of the day, because he's definitely got a little bit more left in the tank, so he's going to wind up shattering that what he has going on there. So at the end of the day, man, again, these are both guys that are awesome. They're great players. They'd be great at any time in their lives. Let me ask you this, and we may want to be able to carry this over to the next side. When you think about Kevin Durant and his move to go to the Golden State Warriors, he was really close in Oklahoma City. Let's just say for some weird reason, they do not win, and the Cavs win this year, repeating, which would be incredible, obviously, as we know. But then Kevin Durant goes to a team where he was supposed to be the difference and get them over the hump. So at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is we're all expecting that the Warriors are going to win. And if they don't win, how much of a failure it is for not only the Warriors, but Kevin Durant. So in my humble opinion, it's almost like this guy can't win. He loses either way, because then we can say, well, he had to join the best team to win a title. And if they don't win a title, then, well, I'm just saying. There's
who cares? Hey, I mean, you know, if the ultimate goal is to win, and that's how we're going to judge players by their team's success in the playoffs and in the finals, you have to win, and you have to win by any means necessary. I mean, you know, LeBron went and played with Wade and Bosh, and he was convinced that Cleveland wasn't set up structurally to get it done, and they weren't. They weren't under Danny Ferry. They weren't under Chris Grant. So you bring in Dave Griffin from the Phoenix Suns, a great guy here that got passed over for Steve Kerr and left the organization and became a champion with Cleveland. Ultimately, the goal is to win wherever you can get it done.
And I agree with you on that 100%, but I'm just letting you know that
it's not a failure, because Durant's career is not over after this season. It's a disappointment in the moment, but I don't think on the grand scale you can look at Durant as a failure if they do not win the NBA Finals, which I do expect them to do.
If they do win it, though, could Durant say, yeah, well, look at me. I'm the guy that got us over the hump, and without me, they were losing. So what do you think on that spin?
I don't think he'd go there, but I don't think that'd be very valid either. I think that they were able to win in 15 and, you know, they just couldn't close a year ago. They were able to win a year ago. They just didn't finish. And, you know, I think that he could say he's the finisher, but I think that he seems like a humble guy. As superstarish as he is, he seems like the kind of guy that, you know, isn't going to go there and isn't going to make waves like that.
No, look, man, I believe that, look, at the end of the day, you know what, we're watching greatness, we're seeing it, and people just got to enjoy the fact that we're able to watch something that is so great, and we're watching modern-day greatness, man. That's what we're watching. So enjoy it, embrace it, and know that at the end of the day, LeBron would be great in any era. Michael would be great in any era. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. So it's the, as you know, stick around. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Ace is your neighborhood place for everything Yeti, from coolers to drinkware. And right now, for the first time ever, Yeti is on sale. During the Ace Memorial Day sale, save 25% on Yeti Rambler stainless steel drinkware. It's virtually indestructible and keeps drinks hot or cold for longer. So hurry into your local Ace and save 25% on Yeti stainless steel drinkware. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only through June 4th. Excludes Duracoat colors and jugs. See participating stores for details.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Parker back after. Heard the footsteps of Hayes coming and got rid of it quickly. Set up around the board and out Girardi. To an open side, plucked by Pajot, shoots, scores! Rick Nash shorthanded with Derek Stepan. Here he comes. He's right in. Stepan scores!
What the hell's going on out here?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. As Vince says, what the hell is going on out there? But we all know a little bit of the best playoff going on there, which is the NHL. Some good highlights there from the NHL. And I'll tell you what, man, Jeff, the Preds and the Pens, obviously, as we've been talking a little bit about, have an opportunity to repeat as NHL Stanley Cup Finals champions. And the Preds from Nashville obviously have a lot of different things on their mind. And I've been very impressed with them. They're physical. They're fast. They can knock people out, man. They're just a fantastic hockey team, and they deserve to get to the Stanley Cup Finals, if you ask me so far, Jeff.
They keep the puck out of their own net. I think that that's the most impressive thing. From the goaltending to the defensemen, they're not strong on the attack, and both these teams are dealing with such an amalgamation of injuries that you would make you think that this team or that team, whether you're talking about Pittsburgh or Nashville, they should have been eliminated just because of the bad fortune that they've had with, players not being able to stay on the ice. And, they overcome. And I think that that's one of the things that we tend to love about sports like hockey and like football, is that one player could really sink you if it's a critical position like your goalie or your quarterback. But I think that when you talk about next man up, and you talk about these guys going out, I think that our friend John Poulter said on our air the other day that hockey players don't miss games because of eye injuries, and it's crazy because you see football and baseball players sitting out because of toe injuries. I think it's a sport that we don't appreciate enough here. I think it's a sport that's incredible, and I think it's a sport that would be a lot more popular if it knew how to market itself properly.
No, and I agree with you, man. Look, at the end of the day, I expect a really, really good, fast-paced series that features a lot of players that have world-class speed and world-class skill. We obviously know about Sidney Crosby. We know about P.K. Subban, and he came over to them from the Canadiens, and I'm talking about the Preds. P.K. came over to them in the offseason last year from the Canadiens, and it seems to be a hell of a pickup for them, Jeff, thus far. And I'll tell you what, again, man, I'm expecting this thing to go the distance. Both these teams are a little bit banged up at this point, and that's pretty much to be expected when you think about what they're doing on the ice night in and night out throughout the playoffs. But I truly expect both of these NBA and NHL playoff finals to be incredible series. I know you're not disappointed. However, I was a little bit disappointed with the lack of competition that I saw in the NBA. I was not disappointed with the competition that I saw in the NHL. That's been fantastic throughout. We've seen a couple of seven-game series already. We've seen some really good play. We've seen a lot of overtime games. We haven't had many of those in the NBA. So, again, when I compare these two back and forth, I really, really find the NHL playoffs to be incredibly exciting, incredibly intriguing, more so than the NBA. So I think the NBA absolutely needs to have a very good NBA finals. And I think that the NHL playoffs need to have a great playoff final. So, and I think we're going to get it. I really do, because of the things that I was talking about. Just so much good on both of these teams, Jeff.
The upsets. I think that it's been the play, not so much the leagues themselves, that have set things up the way that you frame them, that the NBA has been a little bit underwhelming. Part of that was because of the predictability. But, let's put it into terms that maybe everybody could understand. If it's the Indiana Pacers playing the role of the Nashville Predators, where they go out and they sweep the Cavaliers, and you could say Portland over Golden State, it doesn't really matter. If you take one of those eight seeds in the NBA and you put them in the finals against the perennial contender from the other conference, I don't think we're having as much fun with the NBA. I just think it's that we believe that Nashville belongs in the Stanley Cup final and that they will win. I think in basketball, the better team wins more often, whereas in hockey, I think it's just a matter of who's playing really well, who's got the hot hand at the goaltending. And it's amazing that Pittsburgh's gotten there with Marc-Andre Fleury because he stinks. And they Mike Sullivan finally made the right move to go with Murray, but he's inexperienced against a guy like Pecoriti. He's got all kinds of experience and is just crazy skilled with the stick and the glove.
I don't disagree with you that, look, the NBA finals are going to be fantastic. I think that the NHL playoff finals are going to be fantastic as well. But here's what I'm thinking and where I'm going to probably differ from you is that the NHL, we're getting an 8 seed that has made it all the way to the finals, if I'm not mistaken. And I think that the gap between the 8 seed and the 1 seed in the NHL playoffs versus the 8 seed in the NBA playoffs versus the number 1 seed in the NBA playoffs, there is a huge difference, and the gap is instrumental. It's so significant that there's almost no way in hell that an 8 seed in the NBA is ever going to have a chance to go out and beat a number 1 seed. And I know it's happened, but it's only happened like once or twice in the history of it, whereas I'm thinking in the NHL, it happens a lot more often where a lower seed is able to advance. And you may have it right. It may be just because the fact that they're the hot team at the moment. But what I'm saying is that I think that the margin is so much, or the gap between the teams from 1 to 8 in the NHL is a lot less than the gap between the teams in the NBA are from 1 to 8, Jeff.
The 1 to 8 gap in the NHL is probably a little bit closer than the 1 to 2 gap, or with this season, the 2 to 1 gap in the East, was in the NBA. I just think that Cleveland and Golden State are such a cut above the entire playoff field. I mean, add Kawhi Leonard back to, a healthy Kawhi Leonard to San Antonio. Maybe a healthy Isaiah Thomas and Marcus Smart that plays out of his head, a Jabrecko that plays out of his head for 7 games, and you get somewhere near where the 1-8 gap is in the NHL. But I just think those NBA teams were just so much better than the rest of the competition, and it's a fault on the league for sure. But it does have a little bit of a payoff that you get two such phenomenal teams playing for an NBA championship and for a third year in a row. So there's a lot of history, despite the fact that the East and West only play home and homes in the regular season every year. So they don't see each other a lot, but these two teams have seen each other a lot, obviously.
Well, and speaking of seeing a lot, we don't really see a lot about what's going on in the NHL, and especially the Preds being from Nashville. It's probably not a huge spot, but there is something that's interesting. If you want to see something about PK Subban, I believe there is a E60 that's going to air tonight. I think it may be airing. Actually, I think it already aired when I look at the times and everything. But you will absolutely be able to check it out at a different time. But it's about PK Subban and how he was born to play hockey. And the bottom line is he has been such a big key for the Preds, Jeff. When you think about it, they make the offseason move to get him from the Canadians. And, he comes in as like a third defenseman. But the depth that they have at that spot is just remarkable. And PK has been nothing short of fantastic here.
Well, the player they sent away, Shea Weber, was a really darn good hockey player.
Yes.
He had to supplement that and then step up. PK Subban is phenomenal for Nashville and the National Hockey League, both on and off the ice. Such a phenomenal human being, such a great hockey player, and what he's dealt with, the likes of Jonathan Toews and Getzlaf. I mean, he's had some of the very best that the Western Conference, if not the entire National Hockey League, has had to offer as far as wings coming at him, and he's handled it. I mean, they swept Chicago. They've just blown through these playoffs, and I think they're the hotter team. I think Pittsburgh's better on paper. Especially when you subtract Johansson and some of these other guys that have gone down for Nashville, I think that on paper it looks terrible for Nashville, and that's why Pittsburgh is the favorites. But I really like Nashville coming into the Stanley Cup final.
Well, and thinking about it head to head, these two teams split their games against each other in the season, with each team winning convincingly throughout the season too. So the Preds beat the Canadians I'm sorry, the Canadians. The Preds beat the Penguins 5-1 on October 22nd, and then the Penguins even things up with a 4-2 victory in January. So, look, as far as that goes, it was an even matchup. But do you think these games are a little bit closer? I think the games are going to be a little bit closer in the Stanley Cup Finals.
I think they've been close all along. I mean, you know, you're not going to see a situation where, like with Anaheim in Game 7, where they pull their goalie down 4-3 and end up losing 6-3 because they leave the net open for about 150 seconds. That's not going to happen. So I'd expect that every game here is determined by a goal or two. I think that we see at least one overtime, perhaps a double overtime, and perhaps multiple overtime games in the Stanley Cup Final.
Would you give the advantage to as far as goalies go? I mean, the bottom line is you don't get this far unless you've got a couple of hot goalies. So in your humble opinion, is the duo of Fleury and Murray going to be able to withstand anything that the Preds can throw at them? But in general, how do you feel about this? Who's got the better matchup as far as the goalie's advantage?
I think Rene is a much better goalie than Fleury, and Murray's just inexperienced. What I think it's going to come down to is, can Nashville attack whoever Sullivan puts in goal there for Pittsburgh? I mean, can they get on the attack, and can they really challenge them? Pittsburgh's in for a rude awakening because they're not going to see the rebounds that they've seen throughout the playoffs. Rene handles his stick like a defenseman, so he's going to control a lot of pucks. There's going to be a lot of one opportunity onlys, and Rene can clear the zone as well as any. So I just think it's a matter of Rene being a better goaltender, but Pittsburgh's probably going to attack a lot more on the Nashville end.
Coaching advantage, man. Both these guys, two of the best American coaches in the game right now, Nashville and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Sullivan for Pittsburgh, and is it Laviolette?
Laviolette
for the Nashville. So we know that these guys are excellent. Bottom line is two great coaches, two of the best in the game right now. Who's got the advantage here, Jeff?
Sullivan's got the Stanley Cup. He's the reigning Stanley Cup holding coach, so I'd give him a little bit of an advantage there. Pittsburgh's got the finals pedigree. They've got the playoff pedigree. Man, Laviolette's done such a great job getting through Chicago. Again, this might be the hotter coach versus the better coach overall, but I'd give Sullivan the advantage only for being the better coach overall. He's shown that he could do it. I think that he's managed his bench really well, and I think that you're not going to see any chemistry issues, which is what the head coach's role is biggest in hockey, and the rotations, and I think that they're both phenomenal with that.
Yeah, I mean, look, both these guys are great. We know what both these guys have done in this league, so at the end of the day, I think we got a great matchup. That's what I think we've got. I think we've got an excellent matchup between the Preds and the Pens. And we'll see if they can get out there and repeat. Would be really cool to see. I'll be honest with you. It'd be really cool to see because we know how difficult it is just to get one. But the fact of the matter that they have an opportunity to get two in a row, that's something special, man. And you just don't see it that often in sports. So
speaking
we're
of
all about it. Yeah.
Speaking of special, first time ever two U.S. born coaches facing off in a Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty cool stuff. I know we got to get to a break, so one final segment in this hour. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Going on right here, a celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging a bad one. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, and we've been talking a lot about a lot of different things, to be honest with you. We did get into the NBA. We got into the NHL. The one thing we have neglected a little bit, Jeff, and we're just going to kind of tease this for hour number two, but the baseball, Major League Baseball, man. We've got a pretty good story brewing right here in our backyard, to be honest with you, with the Arizona Diamondbacks. 31-20 at this point in the season. They did lose yesterday to the Milwaukee Brewers, who almost had something pretty special happen for them that they have only had happen one time in the history of their organization, from Juan Nieves, which was a no-hitter back in 1987. We didn't get it, but we got pretty darn close to the eighth inning was Chris Anderson yesterday.
That's good stuff. I think that I'm glad that you've graduated on from these no-hitters being a dime a dozen just because we got a bunch right in a row over the last couple of years. It's been a little bit of a while. It's been a long time for the Brewers. It's been an even longer time for my Cleveland Indians. So no-hitters are special. The Arizona Diamondbacks playing well. And, you know, sorry about your Brewers, but Friday night, a little ninth-inning magic, not enough to get it done. Diamondbacks prevail in extra innings.
Yeah, that was a wild one where they got the late bomb from Iannetta. Once again, he comes through for them. And, yeah, I was watching the game, man. It was a little bit disappointing. But at the same time, I couldn't lose. I had the D-backs playing, and I had the Brewers. And the Brewers are still in first place somehow, some way. Anyways, we got to get to a break. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And with some of our closest allies, we concluded a truly historic week for our country.
President Trump is back in the United States following his first overseas trip as commander-in-chief. There, before leaving Italy, he declared the trip a success as he spoke at a naval air base in Sicily.
Where I strengthened America bonds, we have great bonds with other countries.
Trump returns to the U.S. amid a continued crisis over possible contacts with Russia. Multiple media reports say his top advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, spoke with the Russian ambassador about possibly setting up a secret communications channel between the Trump transition team and Moscow. The Iraqi military starting a push to take the last ISIS-held territory in Mosul, which is the last ISIS stronghold in Iraq. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Defense Secretary James Mattis saying the recent terror attack in Manchester, England, only underscores the need for institutions like the U.S. Military Academy. Speaking at yesterday's West Point commencement, Mattis also told 950 graduating cadets they're joining the ranks of those whose mission is to protect the innocent from terror.
You graduate the same week that saw the murder of 22 innocent young lives. Manchester's tragic loss underscores the purpose for your years of study and training at this elite school.
China is, quote, strongly dissatisfied with a Group of Seven summit statement mentioning territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The G7 leaders, including President Trump, issuing the statement of concern on Saturday. China has established some built-up islands in that major international trading corridor, but the Chinese spokesman says the G7 should stop making irresponsible remarks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Rock legend Greg Allman has died at 69. Here's John Clark with a look back at his career.
Greg Allman was, in every sense, a rock star. In the late 1960s, the Allman Brothers Band forged a new musical offshoot from the elements of blues, jazz, soul, R&B, and rock and roll. Formed around the nucleus of Greg and Dwayne Allman, they began in Macon, Georgia, and continued for over 40 years.
We came to Macon, Georgia to get to know each other in hopes that it would be something a little more kicking than what's around. And I do believe we hit the mark.
Allman battled major medical issues in recent years, including hepatitis C and a liver transplant. After the Allman Brothers Band retired in 2014, he stayed on the road.
Some people make a job out of it. There's no two shows alike, not even similar.
One of Rolling Stone magazine's 100 greatest singers of all time and a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Greg Allman will always be remembered as a legend.
Former New York Yankee star Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, now joining the lineup on ABC's Good Morning America. The New York Post reports he'll be working as a guest contributor on the long-running morning news program. He was filling in as a panel member on The View last week, and it went so well the network exec said they want him on the air more often. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Bone.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. A lot of things going on in the sports world. Monday, the NHL Stanley Cup Finals start. The Preds and the Pens with an opportunity for one of those teams to win the Stanley Cup and hoist it up, and Pittsburgh could wind up doing two in a row, which would be unbelievable. In the NBA, we've got the playoffs going there as well, with the finals starting Thursday. Cleveland Cavaliers and the Warriors 3.0. Some think it's boring. I think it's awesome. Obviously, a lot going on in Major League Baseball as well. The D-backs are a heck of a story here in Arizona. The Brewers, a heck of a story in Milwaukee. And there are other great stories as well with Minnesota in the Central. But speaking of stories, Jeff, good morning, brother. How are you?
I am glad to be part of the story this Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, it's usually a good time on the sports calendar. The NBA and NHL wrapped up a little soon for us to get our mainstream sports. But we are looking at the Indianapolis 500, which is a big event for Memorial Day weekend.
Very true. The Indy 500 is going on, and obviously Memorial Day weekend, a very, very interesting time to be spending with your family, honoring those that have fallen. And we've got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back on the other side getting into it. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey, let's go baseball on the other side.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
All aboard!
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dormont Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. Haven't thrown that out there at all. At by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check out the show, Dorf Online. Always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com, as well as DorfShow.co for the shortcut. All kinds of great stuff on the website to check out. We have writers writing articles. We'll have podcast stuff up there. Every show that we do is on the website, so check it out, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Really good conversation that I'm having with people, Jeff, on the Facebook feed. A lot of it's about LeBron and MJ versus each other, and people saying no comparison, MJ's better, some saying LeBron, some, you know, but the bottom line is this. Look, again, the debate can go on forever. We can argue it till we're blue in the face. They were both great in their own time. MJ would be great today. LeBron would be great back in the day. So he would have to toughen up a little bit, though. I'll be honest with you on that one, Jeff. Because he does whine a lot about calls. And back in the day, man, oh, man, it was almost like they were playing football compared to what they're playing out there now. So with that being said, he would have to toughen up a little bit. But I do think LeBron would have that ability to toughen up.
You really nailed it on all the tech stuff, man. That was really good. I was really impressed with that. And then you got into the and then you started to, you know, calling LeBron James a whiner and a crybaby. And I know that he looks to the refs. I know that Kyrie Irving does the same thing. I know that a lot of the players do. I won't say all of them, because I think that there are certain players to keep their head down and remain humble. I think the Kawhi Leonard is one of them, but he's a bit of a rare breed. I don't know. You know. I said I don't want to get involved in the ultimate, you know, crowning one player the greatest ever over the other. LeBron's still incomplete, first of all. You know, Jordan's in the clubhouse. So, you know, I think that right now, I think that we look at these milestones. I think that it's impressive to surpass the point total. I know that it took LeBron some more games, and, you know, I know that.
But he did take less shots to do it, Jeff. So there's something to be said with that. More games, but less shots.
And he's a different kind of player. I think that, you know, he does have a higher shooting percentage because he takes a lot more higher percentage shots. I think that every one of the milestones, especially when you talk about six rings. I think that every one of the milestones is to be appreciated. I don't think that any one of them are a particular marker that really defines one as ultimately the greatest over another. But I will say that I think that, you know, if I had to, I'd put LeBron behind Michael. I think there's a lot more to it than six rings. I think that there's a lot of things that LeBron does because Michael did them. There's a lot of things that LeBron has taken the advantage of the opportunities made available to him better than Michael, because Michael had to invent being the brand. LeBron was able to just kind of, you know, it was like Michael mowed the lawn and LeBron pulled out the lawn chair and laid in the grass and reaped the benefits. So
let me ask you this. Do you think this is a fair comparison? I'm going to throw this one out there. Do you think it's fair to compare LeBron to, and I'm getting creative right now, just so you know. And by the way,
you're defending this way too much.
I'm going to get creative. I'm being dead serious with you right now. I think you're going to like this comparison that I'm going to give you. And we're getting a lot of comments about this on my feed, by the way. And some people are even saying Wilt would be very dominant. Kareem, obviously, those two guys are in the conversation. And Kareem did have one thing that nobody else has. He has a shot that's pretty much undefensible. So the skyhook was a shot that nobody could defend. But I'm gonna take it in this direction. And I think this is an interesting analogy because I'm just kind of thinking of it off the top of my head. I'm going to compare LeBron to Tiger Woods and say that they're comparable. And I'm going to compare Mike to Jack and say that they're comparable. Is that kind of fair? Is that an interesting analogy or what?
I think it's interesting. I think that there's a lot of toughness to it. There's a lot of difficulty to it that, you know, when Tiger Woods started watching golf, and I'm going to say 6-7 years old, Jack Nicklaus was certainly on the back nine of his career if he wasn't exclusively doing the senior tour at that point. LeBron James grew up, you know, throughout his childhood, throughout his formidable years watching Michael Jordan. He knew him. You know, he knew him as a kid in high school. He did a lot, you know, he admitted as much that he did a lot of things to emulate him. He wears his number. You know, I think that he tried to, I think that he knew he was going to the Heat. I think that was the big number for announcing the number change so much in advance, knowing that Riley had retired it as Jordan's number, tried to get it to be kind of a Jackie Robinson thing. And
yeah,
the rest of the league,
actually.
The rest of the league didn't really follow suit. So I think that there's so many things that LeBron does because of Michael, whereas Michael was the trailblazer. And I think that that's where Michael gets a lot more credit. And that's where Michael deserves a lot more things. And I think that we look at some of his adversaries. I think that we look at guys like even Gerald Wilkins, but the Pistons defense in general, you know, but before they started ripping off one title after another, the players that were able to stop him in his younger years and how the Bulls had to really improve to kind of catch up to the rest of the East. And then once they got there, they were fine. So, and I know that we argue throughout most of NBA history, at least in the live TV era, which, you know, is the NBA on CBS going back to like 81, 82. I think that we look throughout the history and we looked at the West as more of a dominant conference because they've played more fun brands of basketball. I think that when you had the Showtime Supersonics, to be honest about it, when you had those Seattle teams and those Golden State teams that were playing 155 to 145, I'll throw the Phoenix Suns and the Houston Rockets in there.
Sure.
They've always been explosive teams, so there's been a little bit of an imbalance. But, you know, I think that you might want to consider that Utah wasn't the second best team in Michael's era, that team existed in the East, and getting through the East was the bigger challenge.
No, and I agree with that. I mean, the East was a mountain back in the day when MJ was having to get through it. I totally agree with you. Utah was a very good basketball team. Obviously, John Stockton and Karl Malone were pretty much carrying the load for them for so long. And you may have a really good point. I think back in the day, there were times when in the playoffs, the finals weren't everything that we're going to have happen for us with this hopefully, with this finals that we have for the third time in a row. Whereas back in the day, the journey to get to the finals was a lot more difficult, and MJ had to go through those battles with the Pistons and all the other teams that they had to get through throughout the years, the Indiana Pacers, the New York Knickerbockers. So you're right, man. I think that there were a little bit more challenging tasks back in the day for the NBA and MJ when he was going through the Eastern Conference versus the path that we see now with LeBron is it's really easy up until they get to the finals. So
you know what I'm not looking forward to is the end of this LeBron run where things become really underwhelming. If you think about it, when Michael was away from the game, when the Bulls were away for 2 years, basically, and the Houston Rockets were able to win, those finals were somewhat underwhelming and they're kind of forgettable in my mind. Same with that lockout year, the year after Michael hung it up for the second time with the Bulls and the Bulls for good, that we were running into a really underwhelming Spurs-Knicks series. So I hope that the game doesn't get exponentially boring when this parity goes away between LeBron and the Warriors.
Yeah, no, I hear you there. And I think that, you know, there will be another rivalry that creates itself. And, you know, look, at the end of the day, there were more teams back in the mix back in the day in the 80s and 90s that could potentially win the title. But you know what? We've got two excellent teams that are cut above the rest right now. So truth be told, look, the bottom line is enjoy it. Just relax. Don't compare eras. And I'm with you on a lot of what you say as far as how to think about these things, because I think it's difficult, man. I just try to appreciate what I'm watching today because I did see MJ back in the day. The guy was awesome. He was fantastic. He was so much better than the rest of the competition, and that's exactly what LeBron James is. When he's at his best, he's just better than the competition. When Steph Curry is on his best, he's just better than the competition. So the bottom line is we're watching modern day greatness and we've got to appreciate it. And everybody's got to just stop being such a hater.
Yeah, at least that's how I feel, Jeff. I don't need the haters and the losers. I can tune them out, man.
I agree. Anyways, we got to take another pause for the cause. On the other side, Jeff, we will talk some baseball. Somehow we got diverted in a different direction. But on the other side, we will talk a little baseball. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout, jumping up and down like a bunch of delirious 10-year-olds. The Cubs have done it.
You never give me my money. You only give me your sympathy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf on sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check out the show, Dorf Online, also Sports Byline USA. And then obviously check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com, as well as the shortcut, dorfshow.co. Lots of good stuff to check out on the website, articles, radio shows, so you name it, we've got you covered, and we'll just keep having you covered more and more as the weeks go on. Speaking of having you covered, let's get into some baseball, Jeff. Look, things haven't changed much in the American League East. The Yankees have kind of been atop that division so far throughout, and now we're almost 50 games into the season, so I think this is a fair sample. I didn't say necessarily the real sample, but a fair sample to say that these teams are going to be battling this thing out. The Yankees, the Red Sox, Baltimore, Tampa Bay may find themselves in the mix. And don't sleep on Toronto, because they've obviously gotten it going a little bit here in the last 10 games or so, winning 5 straight and 6-4 in the last 10. So I expect this division to be competitive the whole way, to be honest with you, Jeff.
Five deep. It's, you know, we're waiting for Toronto to come around. I think that we people in baseball circles have had really tabbed the Toronto Blue Jays as the most disappointing team out of the gate. And, you know, after a while, you have to trust the numbers. You have to believe what you're seeing. And it was that the Toronto Blue Jays weren't very good. Finally, they snapped out of that funk. The Yankees, I don't think they're coming back down to earth anytime soon. I think that their earth is, you know, a cut above where we expected them to be. Boston's been really hot. Boston's been playing some really good baseball. So 4, if not 5, really good teams in the East. I think the Tampa Bay kind of falls off here as the season goes on. And the dog days of summer hit us.
Yeah, no, I agree. The dog days of summer are definitely right around the corner. But that's going to be a great division in all of baseball. That may be the most intriguing. However, we're going to go through this and we'll see. But truth be told, I think we've got a lot of good baseball ahead of us, and those teams are going to beat themselves up just the way that they do. But the Red Sox are catching fire right now. So if there is a team that I do like the most, I think the Red Sox could be a really, really dangerous team in the East.
Well, I thought that they came into the season as the favorites. I know that, you know, people liked Cleveland. I think that people looked at the Houston Astros. I don't think they quite predicted them to be as dominant as they have been. But nobody saw the Twins. I don't think that anybody really saw the Yankees coming back, you know, bouncing back this quickly. But I think that Boston entered the season with the highest expectations of any American League team, despite what happened last season, where they were swept out in the opening round by the Cleveland Indians. But, you know, you add Chris Sale to the mix. You hope that Price is going to bounce back. I don't think, you know, I think that they believed for a few years that they have the pieces to supplement what they're losing in David Ortiz in the lineup, where, you know, he's resorted to being a designated or a pinch hitter when they play interleague play in National League parks. I think that Boston's a better team this year, and I think that the expectations should be pretty high on them, perhaps higher than the Cleveland Indians, who have underachieved in their own right in a very weak division.
Yeah, and speaking of the Twins that you mentioned them, I mean, again, the Sox are going to they're going to wind up being very competitive. But I'm impressed with what Paul Molitor's done there with the Twins. This is a team that obviously another one of those small market teams like my Milwaukee Brewers, but they're competitive and they find a way to compete. And if their pitching can hold up, they've got some pretty good hitting as well there in Minnesota. So they may be a team that could push Cleveland, the Tigers, everybody else in that division, if you want to consider the Sox to be a contender and the Royals. That to me is somewhat of a surprise and a disappointment all in one, Jeff, when you think about it, because of what they did just a couple of years ago. So I think that the Kansas City Royals, personally, that's one of the bigger shocks, disappointments, surprises to me thus far in all of baseball on the negative, and the Twins on the positive, and obviously the Milwaukee Brewers on the positive. But the Minnesota Twins, I think that they may be able to compete, Jeff. I really do.
Oh, they're legitimate. You know, I think the Diamondbacks are a huge story. I think the Twins are a big story. I think that people trust the Twins a little bit less than the Diamondbacks. So I think the Twins are going to have to keep it up through the All-Star break for anyone to take them seriously. You know, we've seen teams that bounce out to a great start after 40 or 50 games and then regress back to the median and end up going to 83 whatever that is, 79. You know, so I think that there's a trust level with the Minnesota Twins that hasn't kicked in yet, but their offense 1-5 is just about as good as any in baseball. And I think that they're going to have a hard time holding it off because of lack of pitching depth, but we'll see.
Sounds like a plan to me. I mean, look, the bottom line is that we're seeing some things in baseball that not a lot of us would have expected, with a few teams that have really come out of the woodwork really well. And that to me would be the D-backs. Obviously, the Rockies are there too, but I think we knew that they could be a pretty good baseball team. The Brewers, and then obviously the Minnesota Twins in the Central with what they've done. Those have got to be some really fun stories, at least for those cities at this point in time. We'll see if they can hang on. I mean, that's really the truth is, as we know, I'm going to say it once again, it's not a sprint, man. It's a marathon. So at the end of the day, if the Milwaukee Brewers pitching can hang on, they're going to be able to hit in a lot of baseball games. I know that they didn't score too many runs thus far against the D-backs, but they did get the bats going, obviously, on Saturday, so that was a good thing for them. But, look, a lot of surprises thus far in Major League Baseball, and we're sitting on one of the best when you think about it, Jeff.
Hey, before we go there, let me make a quick statement. I think that we have to take Cleveland for what they've been so far, which is a team that doesn't have enough starting pitching to supplement their sometimes mediocre offense. And I would not doubt that the Cleveland Indians missed the playoffs in 2017.
all right, we'll see if that takes place. And that would obviously be a disappointment because, like look, as you guys get better, we talked about this the other day, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, hockey, whatever it is, the expectations change with some success. And that would be a disappointment, obviously, for the Cleveland Indian fan if you cannot get back to the playoffs and have another opportunity to maybe get back to the World Series. But speaking of that, Arizona Diamondbacks, man, I've become a believer a little bit quicker than you. They were 12 games over 500, but now they're obviously just 11 games. But still, that's pretty darn good, man. They're winning at a little bit over a 600 percentage clip. And this is a decent baseball team. A lot of hitting in the middle of that lineup. We get to see it on a firsthand basis, you and I, as we go to some games. But the pitching has been a little bit better than I would have expected. Greinke, though, kind of got beat up a little bit by the Milwaukee Brewers.
Hey, yeah, one bad outing. I mean, look at the big picture. He's been awesome this season. I think that $208 million demands cries for perfection. And it was, it was Anderson that was nearly perfect and not Greinke. But Diamondbacks playing really well. I think they've got timely hitting, situational hitting. I love their bench depth. Questions about their bullpen, but they've been able to lock it down a little bit. Archie Bradley's been a spark out there. The offense is incredible. They're going to stick around. I don't believe they're one of the top five teams in the National League, but I think they're a lot better than I ever could have expected them to be this season.
You know, it's interesting how stories develop, right? You know, Chris Anderson used to be in the D-back organization, right? And then he's pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers on Saturday and almost gets himself a no-hitter. Like, bittersweet, right? I mean, when you think about the way that sports go, you have an opportunity to stick it to the team that didn't believe in you or whatever you want to call it. And it didn't wind up happening, but it's still a heck of an outing for Chris Anderson.
Yeah, no, a solid outing. You love the flirtation. You know, I had the privilege of attending Zach Greinke's near no-no against the Pittsburgh Pirates, where Polanco leads off the eighth with a home run for the Pirates, and it was the Pirates' first hit. So, real exciting. We thought that we were on the brink of history. We didn't quite get it. You know, I've seen some near misses, and I've seen some hits. You know, I've seen or lack thereof hits where the no-hitter finishes. So, you said they were a dime a dozen a couple years ago. I think I'd like to see one pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, look, they were a couple of years ago. It seemed like they were happening all the time. But as John in Milwaukee just said here on my feed on Facebook, he said a $60 million payroll, can it hold up? And he's obviously talking about the Milwaukee Brewers. But obviously, we got to give our thoughts and prayers to the people that have fallen before us to provide what we can do for you on a daily basis here on the program. So we want to give a shout out to the American Forces Network, and obviously it is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich, and this is the NBC the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is your neighborhood place for everything Yeti, from coolers to drinkware. And right now, for the first time ever, Yeti is on sale. During the Ace Memorial Day sale, save 25% on Yeti Rambler stainless steel drinkware. It's virtually indestructible and keeps drinks hot or cold for longer. So hurry into your local Ace and save 25% on Yeti stainless steel drinkware. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only through June 4th. Excludes Duracoat colors and jugs. See participating stores for details.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out at Dorf Online. Always check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then obviously check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com or dorfshow.co. is the shortcut. Lots of good stuff for you to check out there. As we know, the Indy 500 is going on. The French, well, Jeff, I don't know if you knew about that, but a big upset early on the women's side. Angelique Kerber gets upset. The number one seed on the women's side gets upset in the first round. So tons of things going on in the sports world, man. We're never at a loss. NBA playoffs start on not start, but the NBA finals start on Thursday. Monday night starts the NHL playoff hockey Stanley Cup finals. So, man, oh, man. And then baseball. Jeff, it never stops, man. We're pretty soon NFL football is going to be going on, too, and same with college football. So at the end of the day, man, this roller coaster of emotions just keeps on going for people.
February is the only tough month. I think that February is a tough month to, you know, wake up and get on the microphone and talk to you for 2 hours. It's always easy to talk to you, but sometimes the sports wear a little bit thin when we're not quite to those conference tourneys and the Super Bowls in the rearview mirror. I think that those times are tough. You know, a lot of people will say summer is tough, but you know, baseball is a big sport. Baseball is a big deal, and we'll have this NBA championship to talk about. We'll have, we'll probably have a repeat champion. I'm predicting that, you know, it's the Warriors and the Predators where it doesn't happen, but I've been wrong from time to time. So we'll see.
Look, I mean, two chances, right? And we don't really, that's half of the four major sports right there where someone is going to have an opportunity. And then we'll have to see if the Cubs wind up getting that opportunity when that time comes for them. But that's pretty crazy. And then when you think about it, we'll see if the Patriots have another chance. So like this year, when you think about what could come for potential repeat champions, like we could actually have it in every single sport. I mean, I'm predicting it will not happen. However, it could. Like all of these teams are good enough to get back to that spot and they may have an opportunity. Isn't that kind of crazy when you think about it?
Yeah, I want to propose a sillier, almost more fun conversation to have.
Yeah.
When you bring up Michael Jordan and LeBron James for that matter, but Tom Brady. And you know, you think about it, if the Patriots were able to repeat this year, they'd have two repeats, they'd have, you know, two series where they won 3 and 4 years spaced so ridiculously far apart. I mean, it would span the course of the 2001 season through the 2017 season. So 17 years to win six titles. It's a little differently than Michael did it with the two three-peats, but Is that the same type of conversation where we obviously have to take factors in that football and basketball are very different games, and the quarterback has a very different role than the shooting guard, even when that shooting guard is Michael Jordan. But I mean, do you put the Patriots and the Patriots of the 2000s in general up there with the Bulls of the 90s?
The Patriots of the 2000s, are they up there with the Bulls of the 90s? That's a good one, man. I like it. As far as teams go, yeah. And then, I mean, where would you put the Spurs in that mix of, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, I think you could add the Spurs of the late 90s, early 2000s, as well as the Patriots of, the last, 15, 20 years. And then obviously the Bulls. I think those are the three most dominant teams in all of sports when you think about it. Yes or no?
I put the Spurs there with the Giants in that they can be giant killers. Not there every year, but when they got there, they seemed to take care of business. I think that's a big deal. I mean, the Spurs' first finals loss was in 2013 to LeBron's Heat team, wasn't it?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because they're not a long stay in the NBA. Remember, they came over from the ABA, so you gotta take that their history's pretty brief. It basically starts with David Robinson.
Huh, interesting.
As an NBA team. Now, I'm not, no disrespect to those Spurs teams of the ABA and, the early days of the Iceman and everything. But, I mean, when you're talking about them as a championship pedigree in the National Basketball Association, it starts with Greg Popovich.
Yeah, no, absolutely. He's the king when it comes to coaching in the NBA. I'm sorry. I mean, obviously there's been other guys who've had their runs. But as far as dealing with today's modern day player, Greg Popovich is fantastic, man. And he obviously had some guys that were old school as well, but the way that he is able to transform himself to adjusting to today's athlete versus the guys that he had in David Robinson and Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili, guys like that. And then obviously, go ahead.
How would he handle a much more difficult job like the one that Tyronn Lue has?
I think he'd handle it just fine, man.
I was making a funny there.
I know you were. I think he would handle it just fine, though. I think that LeBron would love having a guy like him be the coach, so I don't think there'd be any problem at all. Hey, what do you think of this? Mike Vick planning to sign a one-day contract to retire as a Atlanta Falcon.
I would have second thoughts about that if I were Arthur Blank. I personally, Jeff Rich, I've forgiven Michael Vick. I think that his road to retribution and redemption has been a successful one. I think that the actions that he oversaw and took place in were obviously very heinous, and I think that's the sting that he got booted out of Atlanta with. So I don't really care for it from the Falcons' perspective. I think it's great for Michael Vick, though.
Look, I think at the end of the day, man, we live in a forgive and forget society at the end of the day, okay? And Mike Vick did the time for the crime that he did. I don't, by any means, man, I don't condone it, but I do think that he did a lot of cool things in Atlanta. He did beat the Packers, if I'm not mistaken.
But you walk right into it. He beat dogs. That's why he didn't get to stay in Atlanta Falcon. That's why his freedom was taken away from him. He left Atlanta disgracefully. That's why I don't like it for Atlanta. And I don't mean to yell at you. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, man. And obviously, yeah, he did beat dogs. Well, I don't know if it was necessarily him that beat dogs, but he was involved with people that were beating
dogs.
He
bankrolled it.
He bankrolled it, exactly. So that may not be necessarily a true statement. But at the end of the day, man, he was definitely involved. We know that. But look, Arthur Blank and he had a really special relationship as well, Jeff. So I think there's more to it than meets the public eye and the people that don't know things behind the scenes. So they had a very good relationship. And this was obviously something that was very unfortunate. They had to go different ways. And I think that this is just a way for him to mend the fence and show him that he did respect what he did for the Atlanta Falcons. And obviously, nobody's condoning what he did to dogs. What do you think of Brandon?
At least it's not Bobby Petrino. I would really get furious with Atlanta over that one.
Hey, what do you know or what do you think about the feud that Brandon Jacobs is having with Jim Harbaugh? And he says he'll expose him to get him fired.
You know, I saw Brandon Jacobs on Shark Tank about 2 years ago when he was already washed out of the NFL and couldn't afford to finance his own product. That's why he's begging the likes of Mark Cuban and Damon John and Kevin O'Leary. So I think that Brandon Jacobs is an irrelevant cog in the sports machine and that we should move on from it because Jim Harbaugh is a treasure as a head coach. I hate Michigan. You get that.
Yeah.
But Jim Harbaugh is special to college football. And Brandon Jacobs means absolutely nothing to Jim Harbaugh. And it shouldn't mean anything to anyone in the media either.
Yeah. I mean, look, the bottom line is I think that that's sort of what how it's being dealt with is it's kind of just being pushed off and rubbed under. And look, I got news for you, man. I'm not necessarily a huge Jim Harbaugh fan myself. I think he's somewhat cocky, arrogant, whatever you want to call it, confident in himself. Sure, that's great, but I just think that there's a way to go about things, and a lot of times I think he goes about things wrong. But with that being said, absolutely, is the guy a good coach? Fantastic, man. He gets a lot out of his players. So with that being said, he does that very well. What do you think about the Hall of Fame pitcher, former senator that just passed away? Jim Burning dies at the age of 85.
Jim Burning, great Yankees pitcher. You know, went on to do things after baseball. I think it's admirable. You know, we've seen guys like Tom Osborne, Steve Largent, Jesse Ventura, Arnold Schwarzenegger. We've seen these athletes go into politics. Ronald Reagan, Gerald Ford. You know, we've seen these guys take on a different life after their playing days are over. And more power to them for taking on the responsibility and doing a great service to their country by serving public office.
Yeah, and Bunning was a guy that in 1957 he recorded 14 complete games and a league leading 20 wins. So, yeah, I mean, look, and in the following year, I believe that Bunning pitched his first career no-hitter against the Red Sox. So this guy was definitely somebody to be reckoned with. And obviously, like you said, he also went on to go do some really good things outside of the sports world. So obviously he'll be missed, and his family and everybody, we send out our thoughts and prayers to them. What do you think about Odell Beckham Jr., man? He's still skipping these practices, these workouts, and I believe one time he was hanging out with his girlfriend. I know they're voluntary workouts, but I don't necessarily think anything's voluntary anymore, Jeff.
I tend to agree with that. I think that if you do want to decline on the voluntary obligation that you have, that you need to fly under the radar. You need to stay in your, you need to stay at the house. You need to just kind of lay low and not be subject to the paparazzi saying, why are you here and not there? Until the equation gets to the point where the Giants need to prove a point more than they need Odell Beckham Jr., that Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be this.
Can Odell Beckham grow up? I mean, look, we've seen repeated actions from this kid year in and year out, what he does on the sidelines. He's kind of somewhat of a loose cannon, if you ask me. Do you think he'll ever grow up?
I think he's grown up. I think that, I think that we all lose our heads sometimes, and I think football's a tough game. I just think that Odell Beckham Jr. handles it a little bit more poorly, but I think that with age comes maturity, and you'll see him transform from the phenom, the blue chip guy, into the leader on the field and off of it.
Well, I don't know, man. I think the kid, I think he's shown me year in and year out how he's still a little bit immature.
Did Chris Carter grow up?
Yeah.
Did Randy Moss grow up? Did Terrell Pryor grow up? These guys all grow up.
Yeah, but do you want to know when those guys grew up, if you ask me? Chris Carter grew up after the fact, man. He grew up when he became a broadcaster. Randy Moss, similar, man. He grew up when he became a broadcaster. So what I'm saying is, do you think he'll grow up when he's actually playing football?
I think it's possible. I think that not having Tom Coughlin around, is kind of one of those, the cat's away, the mouse will play kind of deals. But we'll see. We'll see if Ben McAdoo's even the long-term answer there.
Yeah, who knows, man? I think that they're not going to be that great of a football team, if you ask me, when we're talking about the Giants. So we'll see. But I know we're up against it. We got to take another quick pause for the cause, and we'll be back to wrap this program up for the day. Been a good show, by the way, too, Jeff. So on the other side, it's kind of time for us to get our final thoughts. Keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It's Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. Final segment here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network for this Memorial Day weekend. Believe me, man, hearts and prayers obviously go out to those people that have defended this great country for us. Jeff, it is parting shot time, and before I give it to you, I got to send out a little shout-out to my boy Bob Jenkins, sending out a shout-out to Valpo. He's a former Valpo basketball player. He and his brother went there back in the day, and I'll tell you what, man, the pass that you see all the time, these guys delivered it, man. Anyway, so I'm giving a little shout-out to Bob Jenkins. But go ahead, man. What's on your mind for your final thought for today, brother?
Well, first of all, I want to say that I did tune into the Dina DeLuca on Saturday to see CBS introduce Tony Romo as their NFL lead analyst, who's going to do games with Jim Nantz. I think that he's going to do great. I think he's going to be fine with the golf as well. But to all the kids that come home in boxes and the families that still mourn their losses, I'm very sorry. And that's what Memorial Day is all about. Thank God for the troops and God bless the USA.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I totally second that emotion, man. But my shout out is going to go to the Nashville Predators. Let's see if we can knock off the Penguins, man. It'd be an unbelievable story. This team out of Nashville playing hockey and just doing something that probably not a lot of people thought that they could do. And to the NBA, man, take a memo, take a little notice, take a little pride, go out there and play as good a basketball as you can on the Cavs side, on the Warriors side. You owe it to the fans, man. You owe it to us. Have a good NBA Finals. And obviously, to Jeff and Scott, I say peace. I'm out of here. Till next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.